Hi, and welcome to this edition of Dental Ministries Digest. I'm Jeff Amstutz, CMDA Vice President for Dental Ministries and the Peter E. Dawson Chair of Dentistry. If you are a dentist and have ever been on a short-term dental mission trip, then you have undoubtedly found yourself in the middle of a procedure wishing for a radiograph of the tooth or area in which you are working. Well, today at CMDA, it is possible to have that radiograph, thanks to the innovation and generosity of Arebex Incorporated. Recently, CMDA Dental Ministries was awarded the 10,000th unit manufactured, a Nomad Pro portable dental X-ray unit to help facilitate our work around the world. We have two interviews on this edition of Dental Ministries Digest. First, I interview the National Sales Manager for Arebex, Mr. Tom Botts. Recently, Tom, along with President and CEO Ken Kaufman and Mike Hine, Director of Sales and Marketing, were in Bristol, Tennessee at CMDA headquarters for a press conference and to present us with the Nomad Pro. Tom, well, it's a real privilege for us to have this opportunity to sit down together as Arebex and your company come together with CMDA and present this 10,000th Nomad unit. Would you take a little time and tell us a little bit about how Arebex came to be and how the Nomad unit was developed?
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. This is a really big day for us. Arebex, based in Orem, Utah, about an hour south of Salt Lake, was founded about 8 years ago by Dr. Clark Turner, a PhD physicist, who in response to his own dentist, who does humanitarian trips abroad, his dentist asked him, hey, Clark, can you figure a way for me to take X-ray while I'm in Belize or Cambodia or wherever he goes? And Clark, being the physicist and researcher and mad scientist that he is, came up with this minified X-ray system and a way to protect users from a safety aspect, patented it, got his corporation started, got some funding. And here we are 8 years later with what is now the 10,000th Nomad ever manufactured. So,
Tom, that's exciting. What are some of the ways that the dentists are using the Nomad machine?
Well, they're using it on everything from humanitarian work to portable work, going into nursing homes, extended care facilities, helping the elderly, to the general practice. We have many dentists who are outfitting their new offices or refurbing offices instead of putting the traditional wall mount conventional X-ray on the wall. One or two Nomads per office can not only save them money, but it provides them the flexibility to take X-rays anywhere in that office.
And recently I was involved in doing a little bit of forensic study, and I know that every forensic dentist that I've come across just touts the advantages of the Nomad machine.
Yeah, the forensic dentists across America love our X-ray because, again, they can do the work right in the field, right at the scene, if you will. The city of New York was one of the first ones to get on board. In fact, they're even buying more there. So it is really caught on with the forensic dentist community. And they're good, loyal customers of ours.
So you're in the process of producing and selling, and you come up with the 10,000th unit. How did you hear about what Christian Medical and Dental Associations is doing, and how did you choose us to receive this unit?
Well, we are at trade shows across the U.S. here. There's several trade shows across the country, and I'm always coming across, my partners and I, the CMDA booth, and in particular a gentleman by the name of Will Gunnels, who we know. And Will kept us informed what CMDA does, and I was always looking to us to help in whatever aspects of the relationship we could foster. So when we got to the point where we're coming up with our 10,000th unit, the discussion internally was, we could probably sell it, but, our roots are going back to humanitarian, and our company does a lot of humanitarian donations and work throughout the year, much less the 10,000th Nomad. And we said, well, where could we go with the 10,000th Nomad that would make a clear impact, improve access to care for many, and speak to our roots and our own charter, really, for humanitarian support. And we put it together with a little discussion with Will, and then with you, Jeff, and the others here. And here we are today on a great day.
Well, we have great plans for this unit. We have plans to send it around the world on our mission trip. So we have plans to use it in university settings around the world. And locally, we've made it available to our local medical examiner to use in difficult forensic cases.
Cool.
So, Tom, how are some of the ways that you're planning on following the use of this machine?
We're going to work with CMDA and your press folks to kind of do a website tracking where you can literally kind of like a Where's Waldo, where in the world is a 10,000th Nomad today? And so we're going to have some fun with it throughout the next year or so and highlight some of the missions that are being done, some of the applications, hopefully a lot of pictures things like that that'll be available to everybody on our website.
Tom, are there any other things that you want to highlight or let us know about the work that you're doing?
The Nomad continues to be well accepted. We are expanding throughout the world. We continue to grow rapidly here in the United States. It is safe and effective. We've got about 30 independent safety studies that prove how safe it is to shoot an X-ray and stay in the room because, you know, historically, as a patient, you're sitting there and the dental assistant gets you all set up and they duck out of the room on you while they take the X-ray. With the Nomad, of course, you can stay right in there. So we're continuing to educate the public, educate the community, educate some of the regulatory folks around the world to get regulatory approval so we can expand the use and purchase opportunity for Nomads and obviously improve access to care.
Well, great, Tom. We're just thrilled about the opportunities it's going to present to increase the way that we're able to do diagnoses, the way that we're able to plan treatment and to provide service to so many patients around the world. I want to thank you. I want to thank Aribix for the donation of this 10,000 Nomad. It's just a great opportunity and the beginning of what we think is just a great partnership together.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And we know it'll be put to great use by your organization, and we look forward to working with you throughout the days to come.
Our second interview is a dentist that is no stranger to many CMDA members, Dr. Sam Malind. Dr. Malind is an oral and maxillofacial surgeon, and he left his oral surgery practice in Vermont in 1998 to become the director of global health outreach with CMDA. Since that time, Sam has led and continues to lead many short-term medical mission trips. It is only fitting that Sam took the Nomad Pro on its inaugural trip with him to Central Asia. Let's hear from Sam about this first trip with the Nomad Pro. Well, Sam, it's a privilege for me to have this opportunity to sit down and interview you as I've adjusted and come into Bristol and my role with CMDA. It's really been a privilege for me to work alongside you to kind of learn some of the ropes and to see some of the things that you've been involved with. Thank you for interviewing with me today.
Hey, Jeff, I'm telling you, interviewing with a neighbor, a fellow dentist, a fellow who we've been looking for a long time, and we're so thankful to have you here with us and directing the dental ministry. So I'm excited about what's going on and how well you're doing.
Sam, God has been doing a lot of great things already just in a short amount of time here. And one of those things, recently we've been awarded from the company Aribix, the Nomad portable X-ray machine. And it only seems fitting that you'd be the first person that had the opportunity to take that and put it to use in the field. Tell us a little bit about that experience with the Nomad machine.
Just a few weeks ago, we went to a sort of what we call a creative access country in Central Asia. And interestingly enough, due to the scrutiny and the surveillance and government restrictions, we were actually put in a location that was alien to our first attempts and also alien to our purpose of going out in the rural areas where we had usually been given permission to go. So we were in a more or less state-of-the-art technical hospital. Now, you would think, what on earth can a Nomad do in a high-tech hospital? I mean, they had digital radiography in their dental component as well as in their medical component. So it was very well put together from a diagnostic standpoint. But I believe that they were absolutely amazed when they saw this unit. They had never seen a portable handheld X-ray capability before. One afternoon in the clinic, the time had gone for the technicians to go to lunch. And of course, we were finishing up some cases. And one of the dentists was concerned about a particular case that was coming in. We used their digital system with that Nomad to take a picture so that he would immediately knew whether he had the root or not of a tooth when the rest of the services were down. And that, I mean, they were just amazed about that alone.
Well, Sam, one of the opportunities that you have is taking it in because of its portability and going into some of these countries. What are some of the uses that you've seen it? You've been involved in oral maxillofacial surgery cases over the years. You've traveled to many different countries. What are some of the uses that you see for this machine?
Well, you know, even in this high-tech area, we used it in the emergency room a few times. when we needed to bring the X-ray to the patient. We used it a couple of times on the ward patients who we needed to take some pictures of for diagnostic reasons, for consultations and other problems. So it has a tremendous value. When we get into many of these situations on the field, it's very difficult for us to tell, is a tooth loose because it's been fractured? Is it loose because there's periodontal disease? Is that tooth really abscessed? Do we have all the roots? So many areas of concern that we are just left without an answer to. But utilizing this portable handheld machine, we can, with a proper protection for the patient and using self-developing film or a digital mode, can take some pictures and within 50 seconds or less have the results to look at so that we can be more effective in our patient care, more caring in our patient manipulations and things that we do, and being able to know more about what we're getting involved in before we start into a procedure. So it is super.
I know for many dentists that are used to the practice setting in the United States, it's certainly going to be a degree of comfort as they go, and maybe for the first time, into areas around the world to experience dentistry in those areas, to be able to rely on a radiograph that you can read and understand what you're getting into. And so one of the things that we're privileged to do is make that available to our members as they travel with our GHO trips or with our MEI trips to various countries. And so we have a process here at CMDA where dentists can write and sign up and request a use of the Nomad machine as they travel.
Yeah, I think it's great because we've all along seen that many people in general practice today are not doing as much exodontia as they had years ago. And we're putting them in an environment where they don't have adequate suction most of the time. The lighting is difficult. Sometimes there isn't electric that's really working and they don't have x-rays. So you're saying, I'll tie both of your hands behind your back. You go ahead and do what you got to do. And so this is really releasing one of those hands and giving them really a sense of more control and more ability to care for the patients better. It's a super deal.
Well, we're hoping that this will draw more dentists in to going on our trips with us, maybe open the opportunities that they have for treatment in this and other areas. And Sam, while we got you here, I want to take advantage of talking to you just a little bit about something that you hinted at, and that is the changing aspects of dentistry as we go on many of these trips. I know you were hoping to go out to the rural areas, and yet this time you came, and you had to jump through a few more hoops and hurdles as we go into these countries. What are some of the changes that you're seeing on the healthcare scene in third world countries?
Well, you know, in terms of restricted entry countries, there is always a tremendous challenge in both bringing equipment and supplies in and getting them out. As well, there's concern on their part as to whether you're bringing it in to sell. There's concern when you bring it out that you didn't buy it there or whatever. No concern about the Nomad. No one had ever even seen that an instrument like that before. So it was really good, but I'm so thankful that you have worked out the necessary plans and the necessary paperwork and everything that will allow that to go in and out easily, at least as effortlessly as possible for use. But the thing that we've noticed more and more as we go out to the more and more rural areas, dealing with the full scope of dentistry is going to be important. Preventive dentistry is the only way we're going to catch up. Get that avenue established to patients, and then begin with maybe if only one dentist or so is there, then we'll just be sort of in the realm of eliminating pain or infection. But if there's more than one dentist on the team, then we're open to have time for restorations and things that are really going to allow us to be progressive and active in trying to eliminate a lot of the problems that they're facing all the time. And that's where the Nomad may come into play. Because sometimes we wonder when we look at a tooth, is that restorable or not? We don't have an x-ray. We're doing an exam on a patient. And here we can take an x-ray and say, okay, this is restorable, or no, you know, there's already a periapical area. There's an abscess developing. I don't think we can save the tooth. And we're doing the right thing for the patient and sort of getting moving along in a real positive manner.
And Sam, as you travel to East Africa and you travel to Central Asia and to other places, are you seeing a change in the availability of dentists? Are there more dentists out there and the role of the team changing, or is there still a great demand for the services from U.S. dentists?
I think of all areas of medicine, dentistry is the greatest need universally. There are few dental opportunities for people in those countries. Some countries have worked with dental technicians, have approved that area of and that modality for working with patients that have pain or infection or even doing restorations. And that's because really the pipeline of dentists coming out and going into that area is low. And also the number of missionary dentists is very low when it comes to the comparison with our medical counterparts. And so dentistry is a tremendous area. I mean, I would just love to see dentists out on the field as missionary dentists, maybe training dental technicians in a number of other areas. So there'd be 6 or 8 dental technicians, which he would monitor, which he would work with, which he would disciple, and that they could really be an outreach ministry. And the difficult cases, they would refer to him and learn from. And it would be just a great growing experience. It would expand the dental community in that region and be a great asset to outreach and evangelism.
Sam, thank you for taking the time today. One of our visions and one of our hopes that we allow hope that the Lord will allow us to see realized is that creating of a pathway for dentists that feel called to go into missions, and that someday soon we'll see many more dentists out there teaching and training, just like you hope to see as well. Well, thank you for taking the time. Thanks for using your services for the Lord, for taking the Nomad Machine on its initial voyage and breaking it in for us. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Great being with you. God bless.
Already this gift has been a blessing not only to us at CMDA, but to those we serve. CMDA, through its Global Health Outreach and Medical Education International divisions, is treating some of the least served populations imaginable, as well as teaching and working alongside health science universities and their faculty around the world. We're helping to build the capacity of those institutions and impact the dentists and physicians they are teaching. I encourage you to join us on one of our trips. It promises to be life-changing. If you'd like more information about upcoming trips, or if you're already scheduled and would like to take the Nomad Pro along with you, please email us at dentist@cmda.org. Whether you've been a member of CMDA for many years or you're just hearing about us for the very first time, I want to encourage you to join us for a wonderful weekend of spiritual refreshing with some excellent dental continuing education thrown in. May 2nd to 5th, 2013 are the dates of the CMDA National Convention near Asheville, North Carolina. Join other Christian dentists and physicians from around the nation. This dental section will include sessions by Dr. Van Haywood from Georgia Health Sciences University, along with sessions by Dr. Peter Dawson of the Dawson Academy. You don't need to be a CMDA member to attend, so invite a colleague and bring the family and join us for this excellent weekend. For more information and to register, visit cmda.org/dentist. Thank you for joining us on this edition of Dental Ministries Digest. We so appreciate our dental members and those of you that have contributed in many ways over the years to CMDA Dental Ministries. We look forward to you joining us on short-term mission trips as we work in our local communities and at the National Convention in May. Please don't hesitate to contact us and let us know how we can continue to better serve together.
Dental Ministries Digest is a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on Dental Ministries Digest are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations.